So what's up with Microsoft buying Skype for $8.5 billion? Lots of pundits say they bought it to keep it out of the hands of competitors. If Google or Facebook, for example, had bought Skype, it would have been another potential wedge into Microsoft core businesses. Skype is very popular, with more than 23 million users connected during the first half of last year. But by comparison, the free, consumer-oriented Windows Live Messenger, which Microsoft already owns, had over 300 million active users, same point last year, 23 million versus 300 million. One of the big problems I see is that technology consumers are, let's say, frugal. There's always a free option for those who don't need the name brand or all the bells and whistles. Consider what you really are willing to pay for on the web. News? Maybe the Wall Street Journal can get revenue from news, but not many outlets can. Mapping? The GPS business model leaves billions on the table because maps and service are essentially free after initial purchase of your device. Who would subscribe to, say, MapQuest today? Voice? There are so many cell plans that include ridiculous amounts of calling time and long distance that most wouldn't pay for Skype services. And the video conferencing ability of free apps, including Windows Live Messenger, is plenty for most. Microsoft will have to integrate Skype's real-time video and voice communications into their own products, both consumer and enterprise. But if this turns out to be a deal where they bought it just to keep Skype out of competitors' hands and then let it die, like Cisco and the flip camera, I think it'll be a big mistake. See you next week.